By the end of this week, the United States and Mexico say they'll have renegotiated the nearly 25-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, with Canada to come next. Alicia Galvez has written a new book about NAFTA's effects on Mexico called Eating NAFTA: Trade, Food Policies, and the Destruction of Mexico. Galvez, who is a Latino studies professor at Lehman College in New York, recently spoke with Harvest Public Media's Erica Hunzinger. This is the edited version of that conversation.
NAFTA started in 94, took away all the tariffs on ag and food-related goods for the most part. Your book says that since NAFTA, Mexico gets about $18.6 billion worth of ag imports from the U.S. and 42% of its food from the U.S. Now, is that straight up food, or is that like ingredients for food that could be processed or manufactured in Mexico?
That's one of the things that I'm interested in, because I think when we think in terms of what was considered food in past generations, a lot of that 40% is not food by that definition. It is food in a looser sense, in terms of being both things that are directly edible as well as things that go into food production, including in the biggest sector, which is our industrial corn production. That's one of the biggest exports that Mexico receives from the U.S.
And that goes into things like feed for animals who become your steak.
Exactly.
So on the other side, the U.S. imported $24 billion worth of ag goods from Mexico. Those are really high-value veggies, fruits. What does the ag trade mean for normal Mexicans or Americans in general?
Lately, there's been this framing of kind of Mexico being a winner and the U.S. being a loser in terms of the trade deal. And that framing often is a result of that simple math of the trade deficit. But I think if we take a closer look, it's a much more complicated picture. And the reality is that the trade deal has benefited mostly large-scale corporations. So it's contributed to the consolidation of food production and distribution on both sides of the border. Then in exchange, we give Mexico kind of the worst of our food system, ingredients that go into industrialized food processing that have been associated with diet-related illness.
Towards the end of the book, you argue that citizen consumers are, quote, less protected under trade deals like NAFTA. Do trade deals necessarily need to be made for the protection of the people, or is it the protection of the state? You know, policy versus politics.
All three countries in NAFTA are democracies. And I do believe that our state should be at the service of the people, and that our policies should be at the service of the people. I think we can have good faith debates about how we get there and what the best way to do it is. I think there have been, you know, a lot of interesting and in some cases balanced debates about whether, for example, protectionism is a good economic policy, whether foreign direct investment is a good economic policy. With NAFTA, there was the stated purpose, which was, you know, friendship and cooperation and mutual prosperity. But then there was the reality, which was that there were economic interests that were really driving the train on this and pushing for it to happen and to happen in the specific way that it did. And so it doesn't benefit us all equally, and it doesn't benefit the little guy in either country.
You know, knowing that it's being renegotiated bilaterally first, and then looks like Canada will join afterwards, and it's mostly about manufacturing. Is that a positive or negative, I guess, non-development, as it were, when it comes to New Deal, to kind of be ignoring agriculture?
We all have an increased amount of dependence on one another, and it would be a lot better if we did collaborate and if we did articulate what we need to get out of the deal. The U.S. needs labor. The U.S. needs a lot of the production capacity that Mexico provides in the ag sector as well as in the manufacturing sector. Mexico needs greater capital investment. It's going to deal with China and Europe in a much more active way if the U.S. doesn't start being a better friend and neighbor.